Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning at verses 11 and 12. Notice how these verses read. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word and perform it. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for this good song service and for how, Lord, you spoke to our hearts this evening. And Lord, what a blessing tonight to hear all this good music. And especially tonight to know that your precious Son was exalted in every song that was sung. And now, Lord, I do pray your blessings now upon this message. And then bless us as we go down to the fellowship hall. And thank you for the refreshment that we'll be receiving there. We even thank you now for that. But bless now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jeremiah chapter 1, these two verses that we've looked at, of course, this is a very unusual text. This is a portion of Scripture you don't normally hear a lot of sermons preached from. But tonight I do want to make a few comments, reflect a little bit on these verses, and hopefully give you something briefly tonight the Spirit of God can use as an encouragement. God asked Jeremiah what he saw. His reply, Jeremiah's reply, was he saw a rod or staff of an almond tree. Now, the word almond, let's think about this for a minute. The word almond comes from a root word which signifies to be awake. The root word means to be awake. And here's something that is rather amazing. The almond blossoms in January. In January, it seems to be awake while other trees are sleeping. Now, if you study that out, it seems like the basic thought there was God is reminding Jeremiah that he sees what he's written. God sees what Jeremiah has written. God would have to see it because God gave it to Jeremiah, but he sees what he's written. God is awake to what he has said. As that almond tree blossoms in the spring, early time of the year. Well, January would not even be spring, so that would be really early. The thought is, God is awake to what he has said, and God will perform what he's promised. He will perform what he's promised. He watches over his word to perform it. He will do what he said. I would also remind us of the prophet in his message. Now, the name for prophet in the Old Testament is the word oftentimes was used as seer. That was the name for prophet. Seer. S-E-E-R. Seer. Jeremiah was a seer. He saw what he was asked to speak. There's just a lot of thought here in this. Now, an object lesson is used. God asked him, what do you see? An almond tree. An object lesson is being used. God was reminding Jeremiah that he is awake to what he said in the Word. He's awake to what he's promised he will do. He is awake. Now, object lessons are often used in the Bible. For example, what about the sparrow that falls to the ground? What about the corn of wheat? What about the lilies? Consider the lilies. What about the rod and what about the wind? The Bible many times resorts to object lessons to prove a point. The book of Jeremiah is an interesting book. The book of Jeremiah contains a message of impending judgment that was going to come upon Judah because of its sin. The southern kingdom of Judah was politically and morally bankrupt, and the Babylonian captivity was imminent, and they would suffer captivity by the Babylonians in captivity. And so God is reminding Jeremiah in the message of the almond tree that God will deliver on what he has said he would do. He is awake to what he has pronounced. He is awake to what he's promised. So, But the almond itself, that's an interesting little, actually we call it a nut, but it really isn't, it's a seed. Do you know that the only state that produces almonds commercially is California, where the cool winter and the mild spring lets the almond blossoms, or lets the almond trees bloom. 82% of the world's almonds come from California. The U.S. is a leading consumer of almonds by far. Did you know that although that the almond is thought of as a nut, technically the seed of the fruit of the almond tree is what we eat. The seed of the fruit. Almonds are nutritious. You already know that, don't you? Almonds are beneficial. They're a good source of mineral zinc and magnesium and potassium. They're rich in oxidant vitamin E. They're good. Almonds are an important part of a diet for many people. The rod of Aaron was an almond rod, was an almond branch. The almond in the Bible was a valuable thing. People in the Old Testament days traded almonds. Almonds were significant. Now, let's come back to my thought here because we're not going to be long this evening. God is telling Jeremiah he is awake to what he said he would do. God is telling Jeremiah the judgment of God is coming on Judah because of its sin of idolatry. The Babylonians will sweep through. 586 B.C., it happened. The southern kingdom of Judah fell to the Babylonians. They were in captivity all of those years. In fact, Wednesday night as we were teaching the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah is a post-captivity. In the book of Nehemiah, the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, we see the Jews returning back out of the Persian captivity and going back to the land. And the wall was rebuilt in Nehemiah and the temple was rebuilt in Ezra. But anyway, the captivity came. God tells Jeremiah, I am fully awake, just like that almond tree blossoms in January, ahead of all the other trees. And the thought, the root word, is to be awake. God is saying to Jeremiah, I am awake to what I have promised. Now here's my thought tonight. God is awake to what He's promised. He will always carry out what He said He'll do. He'll carry out His threats upon the unsaved world if people do not repent. He will fulfill His word. He promised to save the sinner, and He'll do just that. He promises to keep His people. He'll do just that. He promises to give grace, and He'll do just that. He promises to supply our needs, and He'll do just that. You can take the promises of God to the bank. He is awake to what He has said. You and I may fall asleep, but God's always awake. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is awake tonight. That little almond seed can remind us tonight of a watchful God who has His eyes open to all that's going on. He sees our hearts tonight. He knows our needs. He knows what we need the most. He is aware tonight of where we are spiritually, of how close to Him we are or are not. God is a watchful God. He is awake tonight. He'll do what He said He will do. He'll never renege on a promise. You can take Him at His word. God is true to His word tonight. Those songs that we heard sung this evening reminded us of that. God is good. His grace is sufficient. Heaven is awaiting the people of God. The Lord's good. And then that final song, oh, I sat there tonight and cried when I heard that. People need the Lord, though. They need the Lord. It ought to break our hearts tonight and cause us to weep. When we think of so many people tonight that are lost without God, and God is awake to what He said in reference to what the sinner can expect if they fail to get saved. And so tonight, in closing, that almond branch telling us this evening, God is awake. He sees all that's going on. And this evening, if you're here in this service and there's something that you're confused about, it may help you to know tonight that God knows all about you and all that you need. And just cast your cares upon Him who cares for you. And He'll sustain you and help you, because we serve tonight a God who's totally awake. Let's pray.